Are you sick and tired of your car stereo system?
Wouldn't you love to have all the latest advanced features offered today?
And what about sound? Does your car audio system sound so good that you actually look forward to a long drive across town?
If not, then we highly recommend you visit your nearest Audio Express location today.
Audio Express offers only the best name brands
like Alpine, Kenwood, Kicker, JL Audio, and Viper Security.
Our car audio professionals are well-trained and look forward to answering your questions and showing you what will work best for your vehicle as well as your budget.
Always at the absolute lowest install price. Guaranteed. Guaranteed.
That's how we've stayed in business for more than four decades.
So if you're finally ready to upgrade your car stereo sound and features and save big while you do,
Team Audio Express is standing by, ready to help make it happen today.
See our ad in the Riverfront Times.
And visit AudioExpress.com to chat with us live for internet-only discount coupons and to find the location nearest you.
AudioExpress.com.
Rise and shine, St. Louis. It's the Ryan Kelly Morning After with Tim McKernan, Jimmy the Cat Hayes, and Doug Vaughn. It's time to start your day off right. Now, here's Tim, Jim, and Doug live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios on CBS Sports, 105.7 HD2 FM, 920 AM, and InsideSTL.com.
707 in St. Louis, you are listening to the Ryan Kelly Morning After. CBS Sports, 105.7 HD2 FM, 920 AM, and InsideSTL.com, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios. Timothy Michael McKernan, Douglas Sullivan Vaughn, and Doug, sitting across from you today is Charlie L. Marlowe Two Fox.
I saw him sitting over there. Hello, Chuck.
Charles Leonard.
That's right.
Two Fox.
I'm going to change my last name to Two Fox, yes.
You should.
You get letters like if you were a PhD or something. For you, it's Two Fox.
Don't you think working for the Two Fox is more prestigious than getting a PhD?
Oh, definitely. It's harder.
314-880-0080.
Because you've got to do a lot of trimming working for the Tribune Company.
Clip that off.
See, I don't know what that means. I know what working for the Tribune Company means, but I've been hesitant.
That's what it
because
means.
Because McKernan always hashtags a lot of his tweets with that. I've been hesitant to look it up because I know it's something that'll be a little naughty.
No, that's what it means, working for
ideally,
the Tribune
it's
Company.
Ideally, it's something you have experienced and you will continue to experience into your days at a retirement home, although that probably won't be as hot.
Somewhat I'll check hot. It out.
No.
Nonetheless.
Doug, the 7 o'clock hour is sponsored by Acorns Golf Links. They are now the sponsor of our 7 o'clock hour here on the Ryan Kelly Morning After. We welcome Acorns aboard, a new sponsor on the Ryan Kelly.
Have you been out there? Have you played that course yet?
I know you were out there last week.
I was out there last week. Yeah, it's a gorgeous course out there in that Waterloo area.
Beer garden? Beer garden for bachelor parties, Charlie? Now that
fabulous
you're looking for bachelor parties?
Yeah, Charlie.
18th hole.
Good place to go and do it.
Family-owned and operated course. It's Acorns, they are the sponsor of our 7 o'clock hour. Visit acornsgolflinks.com for more details or for a tee time. You are welcome to get involved here on the program. The Appliances Counters phone lines, 314-880-0808. The Appliances Counters with 6 St. Louis area locations to serve you. And their savings are your savings, 314-880-0808. It's also the same number that you can text in on this radio program. We'll be joined by Kelly Chase as the Blues win again last night, coming back 4 goals in the third period to beat Arizona, and now tied with the Dallas Stars. Rick Hummel will be with us at 9 o'clock, your Get Tinted STL Captain's Log. But you talk about a tour.
It's down to that. It's down to a tour.
I think
anyway,
just
we're just supposed to know that that's a tournament. Yeah, well, that was a heck of a tournament game.
See? There you go.
Yeah.
Now you're feeling it.
Yeah, that brought me right up out of the couch. I bet the whole country did, too.
It's hard not to react to a shot like that, even if you don't have a vested interest.
Unless you're the head coach of Villanova, who just won the national championship.
Yeah, he kind of took a matter-of-fact look at it. All right, he made the bomb at the buzzer. We win it all. Okay, let's shake hands and go home.
He seems like a really nice guy.
Yeah, he does.
He almost, in my opinion, after the game, he was giving too much credit to North Carolina. Like, he said about 4 different times how great of a team, and he felt bad for Roy Williams. It's like, okay, say it once. I know you mean
it. You're holding Jay Wright accountable for being a sportsman.
Just a little too much. Like, I'm like, come on, this guy's too nice.
You can't win sometimes.
Now with Charlie. If Charlie's in the mood to hold you accountable, he will find something.
Oh, that just ripped the heart out of that whole team, the coach, the fan base. That's something that you'll just never get over, ever.
Are you going to feel bad, though, for North Carolina basketball?
No, if it had been somebody else, I would have felt bad.
They'll win it all 3 years from now.
Yeah. If it had been Butler or some other Cinderella team that got there and looked like they might win it, North Carolina's had their moments.
I have to admit, I bet a small amount on North Carolina, -3. So at the end of the game, I wanted overtime, obviously, to have a chance to win that. But when, and it wasn't an amount that I really cared about, but when he hit that shot, I was even excited.
Okay.
I was excited because that was just such a cool moment.
John Vaughn said the shot cost him $350. He'd have won his bracket.
Really?
That's tough.
Wow, you do talk about the tournament. Here is the call from Jim Nance and Grant Hill, and also, if I'm not mistaken, Bill Raftery was on there. Here you go.
All right, hit the lever, Plowsy.
4.7 seconds. Villanova, trying to go length of the court with Archie Diacono. 3 seconds at midcourt.
Jenkins
gives it to Jenkins for the championship.
Check it. I thought it was good live, but how about those onions?
Were guns going off there in the background?
It sounded like it. Then they took a shot of Raleigh Massimino, and he goes, oh.
Well, that's what this is all about. You could talk about Jay Wright. You could talk about Chris Jenkins. But to me, it's all about Raleigh Massimino and the other Italian kid who dished the ball off, and I don't know how to pronounce his name, so I'll call him Warchi.
We're talking rigatoni marinara.
Why is it okay to do that? They cut the Massimino and said, oh, he's going to have some pasta now. I said, can you imagine if that had been John Thompson? And they said,
no,
oh,
don't do it, Tom. They would have
pulled the plug on the network.
Just saved the show right there. Nobody will ever know it, but I just saved the show.
But
right
why
there.
Is it okay to do that? And everybody laughs. But if it's not a protected political correctness.
There's Al McGuire, and he's going to have some Irish whiskey with his small penis.
He's going to get himself drunk and dance with a shillelagh. Oh, boy, you can't do it. If it's a protected group, you sure as hell better not say anything.
Somehow you've still turned a great college basketball woman into the Glenn Beck Show. You just are on a tear lately.
I was just amused by that. Why we think that's hysterical.
Look at Raleigh Massimino.
He's
like, they cut to him
pasta.
Right away. Most of the audience said, you know the hell it is. And you know who was next to him? The czar of the telestrator, Mike Fratello. And what a wonderful hair transplant job he's enjoyed.
I did not recognize at first that was Mike Fratello. I'm like, is that Massimino? You know, son, I go, oh, that's the czar.
Oh, I didn't realize it was either.
Yeah, the czar of the telestrator, Doug.
He did look different because
something's
the
different.
Hair or the face. He you could tell it was him a little bit, but it was
kind
of like.
Who said he was going to have pasta? Did Nance say that?
No, Raftery said that. Oh, he'll have some pasta on the way home now.
Will he really? Does anybody have pasta in the car?
That's what
I'll
said.
I'll have some fries, maybe.
I understand Massimino, that's a good angle, 1985, and he had been going through some health issues, right? But they really did cut to him, it seemed like, after every basket.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well.
Now, Vitale was on the call of the international broadcast. He was with Sean McDonough, and I couldn't wait to hear this because I figured he'd just be like, he might have just, like, vaporized. Here is Vitale and McDonough.
They have to get it in with no timeouts. They do. Archie Diacono off to Jenkins for the win! National championship for Villanova!
All he does, he just screams, but then he says they're going to go check it. So I thought he would have. I guess the gunfire in the background is a little distracting for these great calls.
And I'm guessing the gunfire are like the confetti guns. So what happens now? When you saw that live, you knew it was good. It wasn't even really that close. And then when you check the replay, I guess, what, maybe a half a second? I mean, it was off clearly, but what if it wasn't? And what, do you have to sweep the floor of all the confetti and then play overtime?
Yes, of course. You wouldn't think they would just give it to him if he didn't get it off.
Well, I understand that, but I'm saying, like, how long does it take to sweep just thousands of pieces of confetti off the floor?
Whatever it takes, Chuck, that's what they would have had
to do.
That's
true. Amen. Hell of a ball game, boys.
Yeah, it sure was.
Top five tournament games, championship games of all time. I don't think there's an... That was a great game before that moment. And you had Marcus Page's shot, with 4.7 seconds remaining, which was incredible in and of itself. And again, both teams, this wasn't a case of going, oh, this is a couple of crappy teams playing crappy games, and then it's a thrilling final shot. This was a great basketball game throughout, with both really firing on all cylinders. I suppose the one thing that North Carolina would look back on is that they didn't dominate the interior like they had throughout the course of the season. But as far as people performing and hitting shots, my God, I mean, it was a clinic on both sides.
They both shot very well. They didn't make a lot of bad plays. Oh, Villanova came unglued a little bit there at the end. They were up by about 10.
Yeah.
That's what, about 2.5 minutes to go. And then they stopped playing. You've seen that time and again. You stop playing.
You think they gave up?
You try to milk the clock too much, and then you can't get a shot off under pressure, and then you let the other team back in it. And there was a call with about, I think it was maybe 3 minutes left, and I believe Villanova was up by about 8, and they battled for a rebound under the North Carolina board. It was clearly out on North Carolina, and they gave it to Villanova, and the crowd was booing. The announcers didn't say a whole lot about it, but that really kind of made a big difference. Because instead of Villanova getting the ball up 8 with about 2.5 minutes to go, Carolina got it back and scored.
Do you think the fix was in?
It was a terrible call.
The fix was in?
I don't know about that. But boy, I'd have been hopping mad if I'd been Villanova on that call.
Well, I'm glad to see a school like Villanova that hasn't won a championship in, what, 31 years win it. North Carolina, they win it every 5 or 6 years. Mm. Jay Wright does seem like a really, really nice guy. And they had, what, 4 or 5 years where they've been really good and hadn't made it out of the first weekend. That was the whole storyline every time they played that first weekend was Villanova, they never make it to the Sweet 16. They're always a one seed or two seed, and they lose early. And here they win it all. So I think that's cool to see.
That's the school that gives the St. Louis U's of the world hope. Similar school to St. Louis U, about the same size.
I mean, they're in
Private
Philly,
Catholic.
Big East. I think they have a much better basketball tradition, but I understand what you're saying.
Yeah, but it's the same size school, Catholic school, private, expensive schools in a big city. There's no reason that St. Louis U can't match what like a Xavier does or Villanova. I don't know if all those players are from Philadelphia. That's the hope. I didn't mean to shut you down with that.
No, I don't disagree in theory, but I just think Villanova basketball for years has been a pretty name brand.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't put St. Louis U quite in that category.
No, I wouldn't at all. But I'm saying that's what gives them hope that a school like that can do it.
The great Kerry Kittles.
What you said is so true about Kittles.
Who has been very aggressive in our text inbox as of late.
Yeah, yeah.
You can text in your thoughts, 314-880-0808. You can call in your thoughts, 314-880-0808. Email of the day is a $20 gift card to the Llewellyn's Pub. The morning after at InsideSTL.com. And we will be at Llewellyn's for the Cardinals home opener on Monday. Come on by. They'll have brunch. They'll have pony shows. It's going to be a whole thing, Doug. It is brought to you by Anheuser-Busch and by Maker's Mark. And it is this Monday at Llewellyn's. Park at Llewellyn's and Soulard. Take the trolley on down to the ball game and just sit there and see what the word is. It's at Llewellyn's. And a $20 gift certificate is the prize for our email of the day. Right after North Carolina lost that tournament game, Workus Page is in the locker room. And there he is, the greatest of all time, Michael Jordan. Was the first person to address the North Carolina team in the Carolina locker room. Page says, honestly, I didn't even know who was talking until about 30 seconds until after he had started. I didn't have a chance to look up. I was so hurt from what just happened. But I look up and I see the greatest player that ever played basketball assuring us and saying it's okay, that he's proud of us, that we made him proud to be a Tar Heel and be a Tar Heel alum. You can't be a great winner without having to experience struggles and losses and how to use this as fuel. It's tough for me because I never get to do this again at this level, but I can internalize what happened here and use it as fuel going forward in my career. I'm sure the guys coming back can never forget this moment and use that to motivate them through the next couple of years. Jordan, who won 6 titles with the Bulls and is now the owner of the Hornets, is the most famous in a long, proud line of Tar Heels alumni. And after Monday night's game, Page joined the ranks. I'm forever thankful and forever indebted for having a chance to walk in that Dean Dome and be part of something special. Here is Marcus Page at the podium last night.
All right, hit the lever, Plowsy.
The whole 4 years means the world to me. I wouldn't trade any of the losses, any of the games, you know, it's hard to say, but even including this one, I wouldn't trade it for anything because, you know, this has been the happiest and most fun 4 years of my life. And talking to this year especially, hasn't been my best year as a player, but this has been the most fun I've ever had in my entire life with this team, all the way up until that last horn went off. You know, and it's hard because I, at some point tonight, I have to take this jersey off and I never get to put it back on. I just have to rely on all the memories I have on my teammates because I'm telling you, this is the most fun year of my entire life.
Marcus Paige, who had the shot to tie it with 4.7 seconds left, but it will pale in comparison to how history remembers Chris Jenkins' game-winning shot, his nickname being Big Smooth. And by the way, just as a brief aside, I happened to watch a good portion of the Carolina post game, and yes, I realize there is a great deal of scrutiny regarding the classes that the basketball team and the athletic program does not create for the athletic program. But taking what would be a significant fact out of the equation just for the purpose of isolating on this moment, considering how difficult that was, Marcus Paige, Roy Williams, and I can't recall who else was up at the podium, but Paige and Williams for certain, they handled it so damn well considering that their hearts were ripped out. And oftentimes when the word class is used, it's by somebody with 24 Twitter followers who is in the process of making a bigoted and or just vile statement on Twitter and condemning somebody's lack of class and yet lacking the self-awareness for the statement they're making while they are pissing on that person. But in this moment, considering what they had just endured, for Marcus Paige to be able to, you know, say what he said there, and for Roy Williams, who just, he was, you know, just heartbroken for his team. It's not like I'm a big Roy Williams guy. I just thought they handled what had to be one of the most galling and gutting sports moments with as much sportsmanship and class as you could possibly possibly hope for in that moment. So tip of the cap to them.
It is a cruel tournament for the other 65 teams, is it now?
Well, you talk about Northern Iowa.
Yeah, you know, that get bounced out.
Stony Brook.
And then you get right to the top. These kids are
nice, Charlie.
They couldn't possibly be riding any higher than that. They're playing for the national title. Everything is great. And then just with one shot like that, their career is over. They're probably never going to play basketball again. They're not going to be.
Except for they'll all be in the NBA, but yeah.
No, they won't be.
North Carolina. At least three or four of those guys will be in the NBA.
Yeah, a couple of them will, but most kids in the tournament aren't, of course. And their careers end the same way. Not quite in such dramatic fashion with a national championship where you think you're going to win a national championship and then it's
But they can go play professionally in Italy and make six figures for a nice
Not
decade.
Not all of them, Charlie. Some of them do.
If you play big-time college basketball, you can play overseas and make a nice living.
All of them.
Almost people that played at Bradley were playing overseas for 10 years in Germany. Look how many people at SLU are playing in Australia. The whole team from the last 5 years, those
the
guys are all playing
team.
In Australia, like five of them.
You know, maybe a lot of them can play somewhere, but I'm sure it's not the same as playing in front of, what'd they have last night, 70, 80,000 people, national TV for their school.
They had more That's WrestleMania.
Tough. They had more. Yeah, they did. They had 101. That's when I really began to lose faith in this country.
You ever watch an election?
Yeah.
Larry Nickel is on the appliance discounter phone lines.
Good
he will
segue,
have a recap of that. So we have that to look forward to, Doug. We also have this, the Villanova student radio. Now, I haven't heard this one. I heard Vitale just like moaning in the background. And I assume he immediately went into Raleigh Massimino. But here is the student call. I wonder what this one is.
No, I don't know. Hit the lever, Plowsy.
2 seconds to go. Jenkins three, right wing to win it. He made it. He made the three from the right wing at the buzzer. Cats win it all. Cats win it all. Cats win it all. 31 years later, Villanova is the king of college basketball once again.
What a great call.
Yeah, he's great. That was
wow.
a student.
Student
station.
Call. What an yeah. outstanding call.
He'll get a big job out of that.
How about that? Tip of the cap.
Yeah.
God bless. What a great call. Man, you have one shot and you can't mess that up.
Not quite as good as the kid from the San Diego State football game against Mizzou.
Well,
but
I thought
close.
This guy was better.
Well,
Elaine Gabbert.
It's your opinion.
Yeah, Doug, you sound like an
well,
expert.
I don't suppose we even have that still in the archives.
You can type in YouTube San Diego State, McGregor's, Missouri, TJ Moe. And I think you'll be able to find it. And I agree with Charlie. That's the best call.
That wasn't as good as this guy.
I believe it was NFL quarterback Blaine Gabbert, even though he was in college at the time.
Well, that's a matter of opinion, but yeah. Yep.
Great call. I would say those two, Doug, are in the pantheon.
The first one was horrible. The Mizzou was horrible. Boy, you guys don't know the business.
Why are you so down on this kid? College kid, doing
Ford
it for
worker.
The love.
Not down on that guy. I'm just saying the Villanova guy was great. He sounded like one of the network broadcasters.
Yeah, I'm actually jealous of him for being way better than me.
Doug, Kerry Kittles is sending in text this morning. He's got to be thrilled with his alma mater's win. It says, "See, Doug, as soon as I started texting into the show, we went on our championship run. Also, here's proof I'm the real Kerry Kittles. Once and for all, leave me alone." And it's a side-by-side picture of, you see it there, what appears to be a 23 or 4-year-old white couple next to what I would say is a 30-something or 40-something black couple. So yeah,
same guy.
It does look very similar, minus the 20-year age range and racial difference.
Well, this is before and after, you know, guys.
That's when he actually played at the new house.
People change over time. Boy, this text line, boy, it was horrible yesterday, Tim. Oh, my word.
Sarah B. from Tennessee and Jennings were in.
Boy, we saw things.
Was that because you were in Las Vegas, Charlie? Are you on your way back or what?
I got back from Vegas Sunday night about 1 a.m., so Monday morning, 1 a.m.
Oh, you took the old 6:30 out, huh?
It was 7:50.
Don't you tell me what it was.
Southwest. I'm just saying. I'm a Southwest guy. And I told Sea Monster, I said, I'd love to be in all week, but I just think it'd be better if I just got in.
There's nothing wrong with that, baby. There's nothing wrong with that.
And slept.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Cucky the Dwarf, though, very funny on Twitter. He's attaching all of us, and it's about the conversation of that you can't say, like, you know, things about other players, Doug, like with pasta and all that. And he's saying things like, little Jose Diaz is going to celebrate with a tostada tonight.
That's offensive.
Is that offensive?
It would be.
Why is that offensive?
Someone would literally pull the plug out of the broadcast truck.
How about this? Oh, little Giorgio Patsopoulos is going to celebrate with a gyro.
I think that's okay.
The gyro is cleared.
But then there's one that's...
The white Europeans are... It's okay.
There's an African-American one, and I feel like I can't say that
one. Of course you couldn't. It would be the end of the world if you did.
Oh, no, actually, this is really funny. I didn't read it. He says, oh, Jamal Wilson is going to celebrate that shot.
Yep.
That's funny. Cucky the Dwarf is funny.
Yep.
Well, he's the March email of the day defending champion, ending the run of Misty Plops. So, Doug, there's a great amount of respect that people have for Cucky the Dwarf.
I don't know that respect is the word.
Can I also just say, this isn't a very funny story. I think I've told it before. But about 6 years ago, my cousin and I were at the Sugar Bowl.
Is that Sandy Alomar thing or Roberto Alomar?
No. I said, this is not a good story. I'm just saying. Oh. We happened to run into Kerry Kittles at a bar afterwards.
The guy who texts in?
No, the real Kerry Kittles. Whoa. And it was just funny because myself, I'm about to be 34, my cousin's 33, and growing up in the era of watching great 90s basketball, Kerry Kittles was an iconic college player who was there for a long time, was really good. So for us, it was just great that we could hang out with Kerry Kittles. Now, most people would probably think that's really stupid, but we were so excited. We were really drunk too, but to get to hang out with Kerry Kittles one night.
How was he?
Very nice guy.
How about that, Doug?
Oh, you give me
it was
pointers?
Before like people were taking pictures with their camera phones and all that, but
brushes very with nice Doug. That's called Brushes with Greatness from this show.
You had a nice one there, Chuck.
Hey, speaking of Brushes with Greatness, this past weekend in Vegas.
Oh, what do you have for me, Kanye?
No, not even this person isn't even a celebrity.
Nina Hartley.
But we hung out for an entire night, Doug.
Wow, what is
with
this?
With Britney Spears' brother.
Oh wow.
Works for Caesars. Oh, great guy. Very well adjusted.
How did you know he was Britney Spears?
7,000 emails.
He's really good friends with my buddy. And he was telling us some great stories that basically, he's probably 40 years old. You know, he's older than Britney.
I didn't even know she had a brother.
Doesn't Britney take care of him with some
Britney
cash?
Has the show at Planet Hollywood. Yep. And I think through that, this gentleman has got this job at Caesars and he does things with sponsorships. But he's basically said since Britney blew up, you know, 16, 17 years ago, that basically women will want to hook up with him just because he's Britney Spears' brother.
I can believe that.
Yeah.
Is his name Brian?
It is.
Brian Spears. Brian and Britney. Isn't that fun, alliteration?
It is.
Like when parents do
fun.
That.
Now, she's probably worth $100 million or more. If you made that kind of money, you'd slide your brothers and sisters a few million, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I mean, he has a great job at Caesars.
The company, I'm talking about the few million.
Yeah, but I think also, He makes some good money on his own.
Yeah.
But it was kind of funny because the first half of the night, I didn't know it was Britney Spears' brother.
You just thought there was this cute guy hanging out with you, and hopefully he was going to top you.
But also,
knowing that what stays in Vegas, what happens there, stays there. And if you had this run-in.
But for me, Britney Spears, the exact same age as me. I remember working at Best Buy when that album came out. Hit Me Baby One More Time or whatever.
1999, Doug. Was it 98?
I don't know dates.
And she was like, she was the girl for people my age.
Sure.
But then she kind of fell off the wagon a bit.
She was too big.
Shaves her head. So I would think, and I know that's, it goes along with being a child star, but her brother could not have been more normal, cool, down to earth, well adjusted.
Really? They're right. Doug, isn't that nice?
That's
an encouraging story.
Really nice. I'm sure it's very hard for people who become superstars in their teens to hold it together very long.
That's why what I've done is so impressive.
Yeah. You're the exception, of course.
Me and Danny Cooksey.
Most of them just go completely nuts. It's hard to rein it in.
That Nick Carter last night, the show that comes on after Fox 2, I believe it's Access Hollywood, after our 11 o'clock newscast. And Nick Carter got in some issue with a battery dispute in Key West. He's battled alcoholism, Doug.
Well, you're pretty crazy in that time of your life anyway. Even if you weren't a superstar, those years between 18 and 23, 24, when you're partying and all that, you're pretty nuts anyway. But to throw superstardom and millions of dollars on you, that's when, you know, all hell breaks loose.
Doug, I always heard that Britney shaved her head because she had to pass a drug test for custody. Is that true?
Now, how would I know that? I don't know. There's other ways to do a drug test other than just a clip of the hair, isn't there?
Trim your shrubs, bro.
Well, I don't think... Well...
Guys, when I go to Vegas, unusually try to find a single 40-year-old guy to hang out with to make the night fun. Thanks. Justin in Columbia has struck. Usually his targets are behind the glass or former producers.
Good
Today,
one.
He has taken on Charlie.
I thought it was interesting.
I did too.
That Britney Spears' brother was hanging out with us.
Yeah, I did too. Did he have whores everywhere?
And and especially the fact, I think he's just gotten divorced, like within a month or so, and he has a kid or two. But again, I didn't know for the first half of the night who he was. And my buddy says, "Yeah, isn't that crazy that with Britney?" I'm like, "What are you talking about?" And I'm really drunk at the time.
Right.
I'm like, "Britney who?" He goes, "Britney Spears." I'm like, "Yeah, what about her?" Like, that's her brother. I was like, "Oh, that's cool."
And how did you meet him again?
He works at Caesars with my buddy, who also works at Caesars.
What do they do at Caesars?
What does your buddy do at Caesars?
Sponsorships.
Spears does sponsorships. My buddy does. He's like a vice president. He's pretty high up in the company, so he has a really good
His name's Donnie Caesars.
Donnie Caesars.
Wow. And your friend and this guy, they're tight.
They work together.
And now you became the threesome.
No, there was like 15 people there.
No.
Were you at the club?
We were.
What club?
That particular night went to Hakkasan at MGM.
Oh, Doug, Hakkasan.
Wow.
But the new...
Was Tiesto spinning?
Tiesto spun Saturday night there and also Saturday day at Wet Republic, the pool, Doug, at MGM. But the big club now is the Caesars Club after a while of kind of not having...
Omnia?
The big nightclub is Omnia.
I was there in October and I ain't the club guy.
And so we were there Friday night for Calvin Harris.
Doug, Calvin Harris is with that Taylor Swift, correct, Charlie?
That is correct.
Did you get bottle service, Teddy Roosevelt?
We did. We did a couple times, I have to say. A couple times.
Plowboy, did you like that? He did. Can confirm that.
But let me tell you this. When Calvin Harris gets on stage, the women in that place... I mean, here's a guy who... I think he's getting paid $500,000 a night.
Oh, for crying out loud.
Dead serious. To go up there and basically like press space bar on his laptop because he's not mixing the music.
But guys, I shared waffles fries with Christina Aguilera's stepsister. Thanks, man, child 79.
Really? That's not bad.
Why was... Oh, because he works with your friend. That's why he was there.
Correct.
Brian Spears, Doug. And when you look him up to see what he looks like, it's B-R-Y-A-N.
All right, I didn't really look him up.
38 years old.
And where was Britney? Did she come over and start texting and saying, "I want to come over and
well,
do this"?
And she does this Planet Hollywood show, which apparently is like the best show in Vegas these days.
And why do you say that?
I'm just told that it's like rated number
by
one.
By Brian Spears.
No, by people that are in the know and all that. But my buddy was telling me that Brian Spears is actually trying to hook up Britney with like a good guy. Like when he meets somebody that could be someone that could...
Just a normal guy.
Yes. Somebody not necessarily in the business that would just be a good boyfriend, maybe eventually husband.
And you were thinking if you weren't recently engaged, you might be interested in that.
No, Britney Spears is she's a little crazy.
Still?
In my opinion.
She hasn't grown out of that crazy phase?
I haven't talked to her lately.
Right.
And I'm happily engaged, Doug.
I know. I said if that hadn't happened.
But I mean, yeah, if you're talking about 18 years ago, like in 1998, I mean, Britney Spears was the one, I think, for all of us.
Right. And then you'd be in all the tabloids.
Probably.
I think it was 99.
Whatever.
I think it was 99, though. And I wasn't initially into her. And then she kind of went crazy, and then I got into her.
Well, someone has to be nuts before you like them.
I'm not saying that's a cause and effect, a chicken and an egg. I'm just saying that that is when I got into her. She's fine. She's fine.
How about that video, though, for Toxic? And the one where she's on... Fozzy, what's the one where she goes to, like, Mars? She's wearing the red... You know what I'm talking about? The red suit. It's like a skin-tight bodysuit.
I think that was Toxic. I think that was Toxic.
She was dancing on a chair.
I think that was...
Toxic, I remember this. Because, like, you know how a song, you'll just correlate it to a year in your life? I remember Toxic came out my senior year of college. So it's either probably 2003... Or early 2004-ish.
What was the one with the schoolgirl outfit?
That's Hit Me Baby One More Time.
And I think that was 99.
Isn't that where
say 98 or 9.
Isn't that where she kind of blew up and to become the
yes.
big star?
Oops, I Did It Again had the red dress.
Yes.
That was the schoolgirl dress.
Yeah.
But I think Toxic, I think that's where she had the bodysuit and she visited the planet Mars. But
she didn't
really get it. we do have some audio from what do we have here? This is about Britney Spears, actually. Doug, take a listen.
Okay, hit the lever, please, Plowsy.
I don't know if you know this, but Britney Spears has been upping her game recently by showing off her superstar talent that is undeniable. This time, dancing to Adele's Hello. She joins a list of other celebrities who are inspired by the songstress's heartfelt lyrics, like Lionel Richie, Rick Ross, Ellen DeGeneres, and Demi Lovato. The caption reads, "I could dance to this song a million times. Love you, Adele." That grand piano looks amazing. Not to mention her hot body that looks hot in a bikini.
Okay.
Work, bitch.
It's a real broadcast.
This guy's gonna broker the airtime from 5 to 7, replacing the first pitch.
How about this? I'm looking up Brian Spears on Wikipedia. Apparently, he's the trustee of Britney Spears' estate.
Oh, that's
you
nice.
Getting good.
And what's her net worth? Have we done that check yet?
It's always $5 million.
Hers is. I'm going to say what you said earlier, $100 million.
$100 million net worth.
She's got to pay out that federal one. $165 million.
$185 million on her 34th birthday.
Pretty good. Mm-hmm. And she's kind of stayed out of the limelight in the last, what, maybe 5 years?
She's got little kids now, doesn't she, that are old enough to know. You know,
and one's name is Jaden James. And the funny thing is, adult film star Jaden James took her name from Britney Spears' child, Jaden James, and people don't know that, but I now told you.
That's kind of weird.
It's just fascinating. You do know your porn stars, I'll give you that much.
What's Federline doing these days?
Doug?
I don't know.
He's going to be with Frank today at 10:30.
That dude hit the lottery, though, right?
Yeah, but he didn't know it.
Like, what was he, a backup dancer?
He was.
Well, maybe she was kind of looking for...
he didn't know it. He married Britney Spears, like, randomly at Vegas.
He didn't appreciate it at the time. He thought he was a big deal, too. Or maybe she was so nuts, he said, you know what, it's not worth it.
Yeah, I'm guessing at that time, there might have been some things going on that caused them to get married.
But you put up with a lot when she's worth $185 million at age 34. I mean, she's going to be gone most of the time anyway, right, on the road?
Wouldn't you want to hang out with her, though?
Well, maybe not if she's nuts.
She's really attractive.
But nuts.
Sometimes that's good, though.
Doug, I just received a private message in my Facebook, instant messages from somebody I don't know.
Okay.
Which is awesome. And you can hear the sound still going off, which is also awesome. So I will turn the volume off. Joe Gasell, do you know him?
I don't.
He says, I'm a slave for you.
That's what he's saying to you. That's
slave
there.
For you. That's the one where she had a snake, I believe,
my suspension pin. Excuse me, Charlie. What was his name again, Tim?
Joe Gasell via instant message.
How do you spell it?
Facebook, G-A-S-S-E-L.
S-S-E-L. Excessive lemonading via the Facebook platform.
No, he wasn't saying he would like to be my indentured
servant.
That's
how I took it.
It's a song by Britney Spears.
I'm sorry. I'm taking it as a come on to you. And Joe Gausel has been suspended. He's been suspended a period of 2 days' time. His name just now went into the Ragazzi's Handsome Leather-Bound Suspension Log Eel. Ragazzi's Pizza recognized nationally by Bon Appetit magazine, Chuck.
And Raleigh Massimino's going to
get some pizza and
pasta. God, yeah, pasta. Pasta for Raleigh.
Are we on a tight schedule here?
Please.
You ever host the show before?
That's true. I have one more Vegas story, which I think is funny. And I can
I enjoy
post a
Vegas stories, Doug.
I can post a picture, but my friend, I'm not gonna mention his name, but he wakes up Friday morning, right? And we see him, you know, the next morning, and he goes, "Dude, you got to see this."
Is this
and
Martin?
He pulls his shirt off, and he has cuts all over his body, back, side, chest, his leg, his knee. Nothing on his face. Mm-hmm. And he has no idea how it happened. Like, he actually thought he got thrown out of a vehicle, and he kind of blacked out the night before. But after kind of, you know, sitting there all together and realizing what happened and then looking at the marks closely, mm-hmm. he clearly tumbled down an escalator at least, I would say, 3 or 4 times. Because, and I'll tweet out the picture so people can see this.
He didn't remember that?
Like, no. He had escalator marks all over his body all weekend. And it, for him, was like the greatest conversation piece because people were taking pictures with him because of the marks that were on his back.
Oh, my word.
Yeah. I'll tweet this picture.
This is
out.
At the pool they were taking pictures.
Well, yeah. I mean, the rest, he'll have these scars probably for a month.
Really? Didn't remember any of it.
Didn't remember it
near
at all.
Near-death experience.
And our buddy at Caesars were like, "Will you please go to Caesars Thursday night and try to look up the security footage just of all the escalators?" We were at Planet Hollywood at the time, but like, we really want to see this video. I think it'd be the greatest video ever if we could see our friend tumbling down the escalator. I would say at least 3 or 4 times, like doing full turns. Because
security must have picked him up and taken him to his room.
He somehow got safely to his room, woke up, didn't remember anything, but was waking up with basically blood all over himself.
I bet those security guards could write a book with all the nonsense they see out there.
Yeah, this was pretty unbelievable. And like I said,
like when Chris Pelican did the sprint through the Palazzo.
Yes.
But he had girls, he had guys coming up to him just wanting to know what happened and wanting to take pictures with him all weekend.
So that's the move to get laid. You just fall down the escalator.
He was so disfigured that people had to have a picture with him.
Yeah.
Todd.
I'll tweet it out right now.
Thank you. Doug, will you retweet it?
The best story that you ever came back with was your tryst in the gay sauna.
Mm. Now, I don't remember talking about that.
It wasn't necessarily a gay sauna. It was just the steam room at the spa at the Venetian / Palazzo.
It was steamy to quite steamy.
It was. Unfortunately, I went in there and I made my way around the corner, opened up the door, and I noticed a gentleman was sitting across from another gentleman, and he had his love out, and he was pleasuring himself.
I believe
they were engaged in what the kids call mutual.
Ah! And an hour and a half later, you left that steam room.
That's a serious charge,
boy. Disappointed.
It's a serious charge.
So I'm trying to tweet it out yesterday morning.
We were leaving the hotel room. We were in Miami just for a few nights. Quick hit, Charlie. I call it in and out.
Mm-hmm.
I was moving me suitcase out, and it's unfortunate because the CBC guy I usually travel with, who does my manual labor, wasn't there. And so I had to lift it.
Oh, no.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. I had to lift it, and I set it outside the door, and there's kind of this little cove at the end of the hallway where the suites are in this hotel room. And of course, I'm in a suite after all. Yeah. I do AM radio in St. Louis.
I would think so. Well.
And right as I'm opening the door, it's about 8:15 Miami time, a gentleman opens his door, and he's in his boxers and a T-shirt, and he's holding an ice bucket. And that gentleman was Brad Ausmus, manager of the Detroit Tigers.
Really?
Really?
Yeah.
He was voted the second most handsome manager in baseball,
next
behind
to
Mike Matheny.
Joe Madden.
Why wasn't he with the Tigers?
Because the Tigers were playing the Marlins.
Oh. And that's where they were staying, right there on South Beach?
I don't stay in South Beach. It's in downtown Miami.
Pardon me.
No, it's not a thing. I did the South Beach thing. You can take an Uber over to South Beach for like $10 now. There's no point in spending like $400 extra on a night. to stay in Miami Beach. But anyway, the Yankees, I saw they checked in. I don't know why, but they played two exhibition games down there on Friday and Saturday. And I guess the Marlins and Tigers open up their season. I have no idea why they waited till today, but for whatever reason, they didn't play on Sunday or Monday, so they play today. And there was Brad Ausmus, as Mike Shannon, I believe, calls him.
Also, both of you guys had a brush with greatness.
Well, I also sell Dillian Betances as well.
You saw him there. You would recognize him?
That was the only Yankee I recognized. So I don't know where that must have been, like the split squad and the butt ass section. It was the same day they played the Cardinals, and the Cardinals beat them 9-1. Maybe that was the group the Cardinals beat.
It's pretty good, though, Doug.
But I didn't see like Beltran or Ellsbury or Teixeira or Jeter or Mattingly.
Is Betances like a huge
dude? Mattingly's not with him anymore.
Tino.
Is he a big dude?
El Gato Grande.
Okay, so there you are, opening your door, and there's Brad Ausmus, scantily clad, opening his. So what's your next
Boxers. And I just go, I kind of stumble over my words, and I'm like, okay, he recognizes me.
If sure. He said, I'm a baseball fan.
Now, hold on a second. I was trying to tweet out the picture during the first half of this story. So why was he in his underwear?
Oh, for heaven's sakes. He's staying at the hotel with Tim across the hall.
Right.
Tim opens his door. Another guy opens his door. Who is it? Well, I'll be darned if it's not Brad Ausmus.
Right.
So there was a knock, and you thought...
It wasn't a knock. Tim opened his door.
Okay, but is this a real story? Were you under and over? Why would I make that up? It's stupid. It's not that fascinating. It's not as fascinating.
Right, so I don't understand.
Hanging out with Britney Spears' brother.
Right, but I don't understand why he'd be in his underwear. That's what I'm saying.
Because he was staying at the hotel. He probably got out to get the newspaper or something.
Okay.
Or maybe the room service.
I feel like if you're a famous person like Brad Ausmus, you're not going to just open the door in your underwear.
Well, you have to at some point.
You can put on some pants.
You
always have to open the door in your underwear?
At some point.
That's a rule?
At some point, you reach the age, Chuck, where you don't get offended. You really don't care much anymore. It's a little young for him because he's only 40-something.
And he's probably, let's be honest, he's a good-looking guy. He probably has a pretty nice body, right, Tim?
Oh, for crying out loud.
Number two manager in baseball, most handsome, according
to
Pro.
That's not what we're talking about.
Hardball talk.
You've never opened up a hotel room door just to grab the newspaper or room service?
If I was in my underwear... And I was going to go outside of the room. I think I would put on at least shorts.
Well, he wasn't outside the room, was he? He wasn't walking down the hallway proper.
Yeah, he was going
to. Walking down the hallway in his underwear.
Right as I opened my door to move me suitcase out, which again, I'm still pissed off that I had to do
that. Sure.
I mean, at least Anna Marie could have done it. She went to a public school.
Yeah.
So I have to do this, and I'm already all mad about it. And so I opened the door to move my suitcase out. And right as I open the door across the hall opens. I have no reason to think it's going to be anybody I would recognize. And right at that moment, Brad Ausmus, Tigers manager, opens his door. And he has, I believe, an ice bucket. And he's wearing boxers and a t-shirt. And he was going to make his way, I guess, to the ice machine or whatever the hell it is.
Could it just have been shorts instead of boxers?
I guess theoretically, but I think it was boxers.
I was wearing Jordan Walden's underwear on the way home.
This is a thing. This is a thing for this show. We like to see ball players or managers in their drawers.
You know, I think probably if you spend your entire adult life in locker rooms, you don't think as much about walking around
in
your
underwear and
t-shirts.
And it was early in the
morning,
you know.
Did you say what's up to him?
No, I apologize because I was rolling my suitcase right into him, never expecting that his door was going to open at the same time. But he probably had to be like, oh, wow, this is so cool that Tim McKernan's across the hall from me.
Did your eyes meet or anything?
Yeah.
Is he tall?
I don't know.
Did you get his number or anything, Tim?
I'm not going to. Those are right there that crossed the line.
What happens in Miami stays in Miami.
Thank you so much. And I saw Dillian Betances.
Yeah. I don't think I'd recognize him. Without the uniform. If he had his uniform on, I could probably figure it out. Oh, that's that big right-handed reliever. Those heat.
He sure does. Is he the closer now? Because you have Chapman being suspended. Was Andrew Miller hurt?
Yeah, he got hurt last week. Yeah. Tim, could you tell if Brad shaved his shrubs? Was there a happy trail? Thanks, Zambo.
Okay.
Tim, did Aussie have his Wednesday underwear on? Teehee, that's from the 314.
I don't think we needed that comment.
Could it have been, though, a bathing suit? You know what I'm saying? Because sometimes, like the whole Euro style of bathing suit, Doug, guys wear shorter bathing suits.
I know.
Maybe he's going out to get a little suntan. Probably if you're a baseball manager in spring training for you know, 6 weeks, you probably have a farmer's tan.
There was a whole time there in the 60s and 70s, guys wore Speedos a lot. A lot of them did it. The public pools and everything.
In the United States?
It's a good time to be alive, wasn't it, bro?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
I'm glad I wasn't
upsetting.
Around for that.
Yeah.
And you'd like Charlie's underwear.
Even if I had, like, let's be honest, I don't have a great body. Even if I did, though, I wouldn't want to wear a Speedo to show it off. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. But boy, if you see the Europeans on the beach or something, they wear really small. The men wear
I just
really
don't get
small.
That.
Yeah.
I don't
especially in that
it.
Miami.
It's rough. It's really
rough. That's a matter of opinion. It's rough.
Well, the ones I've seen have all been very rough. Mm.
But you wouldn't have an issue if a woman was dressing really...
Depend on what she looked like.
Scantily.
It depends on what they look like.
Anna Marie was asking this question. Let me pose it to you, gentlemen. Where do you think the best women, and the best looking women in the United States are currently located? Miami, New York, LA, or is there an other? And I realize Ballpark Village is hot, but let's focus on Miami, New York, LA, or... Scottsdale has been a pleasant experience for me. Las Vegas has great escorts, but Miami,
what?
New York, L.A.
And if I can,
and
answer,
I had an answer. I had an insta-call.
I would say it comes down to Miami or L.A., and I would lean to Miami because you probably have more exotic women. You have Latin women, and I'm sure you have some of that in L.A. as well, but I think there's more of like the blonde, fake boob look going on there. Whereas if you want a little more of
variety. Okay.
Doug, you probably go to Miami and you see Cubans and you see women from what? From Costa Rica and from Puerto Rico.
Central America, South America.
There you go.
A lot of South American influence. A lot of Brazilian, not a
Venezuela.
I would say L.A. I would still think that's the place where most of the starlets would want to go and be discovered.
Is it the San Fernando Valley?
No, not there. Well, they all, I would think that's where a lot of the models and the actresses that want to be big stars would probably
What about
go.
Toledo?
I think probably not Toledo.
Home of the Glass Bowl.
I think we could immediately cross Toledo off the list.
Home Yikes. Of Jeep. Home of Jeep. How about that?
Okay, I don't think that helps the look of the women much.
Hey, mic drop.
Are they working on the working on the line there to put the bumpers in on the Jeeps or what?
Mic
what?
Drop.
Okay.
Charlie went out with that Mandy Patinkin, and she was from Toledo.
Who?
Mandy Patinkin. That's a male actor, isn't it?
We do have a couple good male actors.
That's an older gentleman.
Jamie Farr.
You went out with Mandy Patinkin?
I don't know who this person is, so no, I didn't.
It's like a 65-year-old actor?
Yeah, I can promise you that didn't happen.
Adrian Palicki.
That's who it was.
Yeah, but she's actually like a 32-year-old woman.
He's been in a million.
Doug.
He's been in a million things.
The Princess Bride.
Yeah, I guess that's one of them.
Is he the guy from Homeland?
Yes, he is.
Oh, yeah, I love that guy.
See?
See, I thought you did.
I was right. Doug, the 7 o'clock hour is strong to quite strong. It's brought to you by Acorns Golf Course. Doug, you are out there. Quite a setup they have. Check it out. The weather is so perfect. This is great. I love it. I'm driving into the station, and the sun is positioned at a certain spot in the east that it means it's going to be warm here for the next 6 months, and that puts me in good spirits.
Yeah, that's nice.
Because I can't.
And that course is just now greening up. It's a perfect time to play. It's not
greening up.
Not 100 degrees out there. The weather's just perfect. That really is a. Jay Jr. wanted to say it's a nice track, and I said we're not going to use the word track.
Acorns Golf Links.
It's a nice course.
.com. I go with Miami for the record as well. I think that the LA thing is kind of like, especially these broods getting this collagen injections and this plastic surgery and the Botox in their 20s. It's a whole thing.
You don't think they get them in Miami?
It's like I said, it's more of a global / South American influence. Not to say that it's everybody in LA. I don't know. I kind of like an intelligent broad too, so I think the New York thing might be. I don't know. But either way, LA is my speed. All right, Doug.
You like an intelligent broad.
That's right. Larry Nickel, Doug, had quite a Sunday. Because this WrestleMania, people are still talking about it. The Rock, Stone Cold Steve Austin, and even Shaquille O'Neal.
I missed it for the 32nd consecutive year, Tim.
Well, now you're going to get recapped. It's time for WWE Recap.
This is WWE superstar Daniel Bryan. It's now time for your WWE Wrestling Recap with our CBS Sports 920 Wrestling Insider, Larry Nickel, brought to you by Jim Hayes Enterprises on the Ryan Kelly Morning After on CBS Sports 920 and InsideSTL.com.
Yes! 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 Yes!
Oh, there it is. Daniel Bryan, now retired. A lot of people are voting for Miami, by the way. Caller Jordan says, Miami by a landslide curves, 80% natural in all the right places with amazing accents. L.A. girls ruin it all with their Valley Girl voices and spray tans. That's from Caller Jordan. Also seemed like to be a shot at Joshua out of nowhere, too, which I didn't really
that wasn't cool.
Appreciate. Good morning, Larry.
Good morning, guys. What's up?
Yeah, well, do you think the hottest women are in Miami, New York, L.A., or Ballpark Village?
Ballpark Village.
Yep.
There you go.
Yep. See, that's why I felt like I couldn't include it, especially now with the all-new meatball cone.
Yeah, that'll get a lot of them trimmed down, get them beach ready.
I liked your tweet the other day, by the way, and I think this is great. I think this would be a great first date tweet, and it's like, or a test, I should say. If you go out with a woman to a Cardinals game first date, and you suggest, hey, why don't you get one of those meatball cones? If she says yes, you immediately leave the stadium. If she says
just
no,
just watch the game. Maybe
she has a chance.
What if you just watch the game and don't call her back? You don't have to leave the game.
Yeah, I think right. You might have to leave. I think
because
you
she's
might
eating
have to leave.
Meatballs.
Meatball cone
at a baseball game. It's gonna be like 95 degrees out in July. They're playing the Pirates. Probably it's probably like a getaway day.
You've been hungry enough to have a meatball.
Yeah, but
game?
I'm a guy. It's different. Double standard.
Right. Isn't that fair, Larry? Isn't that? Would you have the meatball cone?
Yes.
Yeah, it's not on Metabolic Meals' list of approved dishes, I don't believe, but maybe we'll get that passed through. WrestleMania, one for the ages. Doug will never forget where he was when Shane McMahon jumped off the top of that cage.
I know. Doug and I quote that he...
One for the ages.
Oh, go ahead, Larry. Sorry.
Okay. Doug said, and I quote, Doug has missed WrestleMania for the 32nd consecutive year. Because he thinks it's fake.
He does think it's fake. Why do you think it's fake?
I'm real sure it is. Having watched about 30 seconds of it, I'm real sure it's fake. Now, why would this gentleman jump off the cage?
Because his legacy was on the line Sunday night in that Hell in a Cell match against Undertaker.
How was his legacy on the line, Larry?
Because if he would have beat the Undertaker, he would have had control of Monday Night Raw. And Undertaker would not be at WrestleMania next year.
Okay, so who won?
Undertaker.
Oh!
Did the guy die when he jumped off the cage?
No, he was still with us.
He's still with us?
Yes.
All right.
But Roman Reigns is your new champion. And Doug, take a listen to last night at Raw as Roman Reigns makes his first appearance on Monday Night Raw as the new WWE champion.
I'm not a bad guy. I'm not a good guy. I'm the guy. And that's why in the biggest WrestleMania of all time, I beat Triple H's ass. And I told Shane McMahon that I'm about to come out here, and if anybody wants this, then bring your ass out here right now.
Mic drop.
Wow.
Larry, why were people booing Roman Reigns?
Because they think that Roman Reigns is more like The Rock, because he's an upstart, like The Rock was. He won, and they think that just because he's Samoan, they think, wait, he's going to be doing this quickly, but yet he's not doing it really fast. He's taking it real slow, like.
Doug?
Okay, I understand it now. Where's this Reigns fella from?
Parts unknown.
Where does he hail?
Pensacola, Florida.
Pensacola. Ah, that's where old money is, Doug, the panhandle.
Yeah, that's the redneck Riviera right in there.
I believe Roy Jones Jr. is from Pensacola, Doug.
Oh, pound for pound.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah. Got a nice military base there.
Sure. What is that, Doug? Is it a couple hours from Panama City?
I think so, yeah.
A couple hours from
Florida. Anybody else from Florida that we can name?
No, that's about all the cities.
You got Destin.
So what else happened big that we need to know about, Larry?
Well, also at WrestleMania, there was a triple threat match to determine the WWE Women's Championship.
Was that Eve Marie in it?
No, she was in that 10 Diva tag match.
Doug, did you see the 10 Diva tag match?
You know, I missed that along with all the other matches for the 32nd consecutive season.
Doug, why do you think wrestling is fake?
Because it is, Larry. It just is. It's a little show, a little fake fight. It's a little show. It's fine. Apparently, a lot of people like it. 101,000 people down there.
Yeah, 101,763.
Right.
Yeah. Now, one of the McMahons was on ESPN last week saying that it's scripted, that it's fake. And we played that for you, and you still don't believe it is.
No, it went one ear out the other.
Yeah, I thought it might.
I respect that. He stays true to the game. Did Eve Marie win the 10 Diva Trib Fest?
Yeah, it was... Yeah, she did.
Sweet.
Along with Brie Bella, Natalya, Alicia Fox, and Paige.
Where's this music coming from?
Which adds up to 7. I think the Plowboy just has his boombox out from 88. What the hell is going on in there? But it doesn't matter because I'm enjoying this recap like the Dickens. So Eve Marie, I find her to be stunning. You guys know who she is? Holy moly.
Eva Marie, is she a diva?
She is.
Yes, she is.
And Larry, that's the one that you announced that you were blocking on Snapchat unless they followed you, which was like this total like mind F. Mm-hmm. And then she started following you.
No, she doesn't follow me yet.
Okay, well, that's her loss. But she is now the champion?
No. The triple threat match was between Sasha Banks, Becky Lynch, and Charlotte, who is the daughter of the 15-time World Heavyweight Champion and 2-time Hall of Famer, Ric Flair.
Can you be a 2-time Hall of Famer? I mean, once you're in...
You can get in like a local Hall of Fame, like the St. Louis Hall of Fame, and then also the WWE mm-hmm. Wrestling Hall of Fame.
Probably, I know, but Ric Flair got inducted twice. Once by himself. Then the second time he got inducted with the infamous group, the Four Horsemen.
Ah, the Four Horsemen. Yeah. Doug, can you name the Four Horsemen?
Hell no. Wasn't it pestilence and famine and...
No. Arn Anderson.
Hold on.
Chris Benoit.
Was one of Diamond Dallas Page?
No.
Oh, man.
Kind of got scolded by Larry there.
The group of Four Horsemen that got inducted was Ric Flair, mm-hmm. Arn Anderson, Kelly Blanchard.
Who?
And Barry Windham.
Kelly Blanchard? Sounds like a second baseman for the White Sox.
No, Tully Blanchard, T-U-L-L-Y.
Tully. Like Tullamore-Dew. Hey, pour me a Tully, the official Irish whiskey of the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Doug, you can weave in sponsors any damn way you want.
I know, that counts.
Yeah, journalism school, they're proud of Missouri. Thank you, Larry. Well, it was an amazing Sunday. I mean, you have the Final Four. You have the start of the baseball season. You have the Blues and Stars battling for the top of the Central Division. You have the Masters, and oftentimes they don't put WrestleMania on the same day as the final round of the Masters because they don't want to have the audience overlap.
Same crowd. Yeah.
So what a week in sports, and it culminates with Roman Reigns unpopularly winning the WWE Championship. Wow. Are you excited that Roman Reigns is now the WWE Champion?
Yes, I am.
Wow. You know, a lot of people are pissed about that.
Yeah, but I'm not pissed.
Right, how could you be upset about it?
I don't know, but it's a big thing on Twitter. I don't know why. It's the group thing, echo chamber. But I don't know why they're upset
about what happened on The Young and the Restless yesterday, too. I mean, give the writers a chance. They'll fix it.
A lot of times on those soap operas, somebody will all of a sudden get amnesia. Mm-hmm.
Marlena turned into the devil.
She did?
Yeah. Deidre Hall. What was that, 93?
She's the devil now? I don't know.
It was 93.
I remember watching that show when I was in college in the late 70s, and you turn it on now, she still looks the same.
Deidre Hall.
Yes.
She's going to join us at 9 in between Kelly Chase and Rick Hummel. Deidre Hall, Larry.
How about her?
Well, we like her. You talk about someone who hasn't aged.
Is Bo still incredible. On the show? Is it Bo?
Bo Brady.
Yeah, Bo Brady.
Is that Peter Raquel? Is that how you say it?
I think so, yeah.
That's Days of Our Lives, yeah.
And then there was Lisa Rinna was Billy, and then Krista Allen replaced her, but then she was replaced again by Lisa Rinna.
I remember the few times I've watched soap operas, sometimes I wonder if they like just, they have to do it in one take. You know what I'm saying? Like maybe they're not trying to waste film or they don't have a lot of time to shoot.
Oh, video.
Because, okay, but this is back in the day. I feel like sometimes like, if someone makes a mistake, they just keep going. Where
kind of like
you
a think, Benita at the, with Joshua. Well, hello,
they,
world.
Maybe they think it's more realistic.
I don't know.
Like here's Eva Marie. Eva Marie from the list. Look at that.
Oh, yeah. Very natural looking hair. Is it bright orange?
Is that red or orange?
Oh, it's red.
All red, it's everything red. Is what she says.
Yeah.
It's kind of like Ho with all black everything. Was that Run This Town with Rihanna and Yeezy?
Oh, yeah. Run This Town, Rihanna and Yeezy.
Larry?
We gonna run this town
that's
tonight.
Right. See, that's right.
Bike.
Okay. Do you have the top five countries available for us?
Yes, I do.
Okay, let's hear them now.
Okay, number five, Lithuania.
Yeah.
Lithuania breaks in right. The rankings. Okay.
At the home of Arvydas Sabonis?
I think that's the reason why it's five.
Number four, Israel.
Okay.
Cat is in Pittsburgh.
Number three. Jerusalem.
City.
Pie down, Doug.
It's the city.
Yeah, pie down, Doug.
All right.
Pie down, Doug.
Okay.
Number two, Russia.
Controversial choice.
Yeah, I know.
Russia and Lithuania, something's happening over there.
What'd you say, Doug?
Nothing. Go ahead.
Airbus number one, United States of America.
Yes! Nice. Yes! Feels good.
Mm-hmm. Sure does to still be on top after all these years.
That's right.
Oops, we did it again.
Well done. Kind of a callback. Yeah,
it
kind of
wraps up. Wrap up the hour.
The 7 o'clock hour, 8:08. It's brought to you by Acorns Golf. Larry, wonderful list, wonderful WrestleMania, and how about that Eva Marie? Holy moly. God bless you, and God bless these United States of America.
Yeah. God bless you guys. God bless America. And you've been listening to the Ryan Kelly Morning After on CBS Sports Call 105 HD2, 920 AM, inside SCF.com, and inside SCF mobile app.
Well, thank you, Larry.
Oh, wow, that reset. Consultants will be very pleased. Larry said it all right there. He said it all. We'll have Kelly Chase coming up at 8:30. This is going to be intriguing here over the next few days.
What happened to your voice there?
Because it conveys how...
just how intriguing it's going to be.
With the Blues and Blackhawks on Thursday, mm-hmm. and the Blues and Capitals to wrap up the regular season, there is a chance, okay? There is a chance that the Blues could win this Central Division. I think when it gets down to it, they can't lose. The Stars have the Predators. And, Doug, who does Dallas have? The Predators and the Avalanche, if I'm not mistaken. The Avalanche and then the Predators. So Dallas have to go 1-1. Dallas has the tiebreaker, for the record. The Blues would have to go undefeated. And considering they're playing two teams, I think a lot of people would say good chance they'll meet each other in the Stanley Cup Finals in the Capitals and the Blackhawks. It will be a tall order. And if they don't, it'll be Blues and Blackhawks in the first round.
How about you?
Oh, my word. If they do win the Central, it will most likely be a rematch from last year against the Wild. And they were a buzzsaw.
Well, it was a bad matchup.
As they have been the last.
Boy, yeah, you'd much rather play.
I got a break. It's 8:10, and the Sea Monster is going to. I've never seen the Sea Monster angry, but I think this might anger him. I got a break. It's 8:10, but I come back from a couple days not doing the show, and I have all these takes I want to share with everybody, right. And I haven't even gotten into the Cardinals. Okay.
Oh.
Some guy was demanding that John Mozeliak resign after Sunday.
That was me.
At me. All right, we got to take a break. It's Ryan Kelly Morning After.